It's so important to know your boundaries, your limits. You know why? Because you respect yourself and you hold yourself, as I said many times before, at a much higher level. You don't ask for respect, you demand it. If someone hurts you, you don't ask for apology. When you go around hurting people, you have morals, kindness, compassion. You still have some human decency about you. It's your responsibility when you go around hurting people to apologize. Be an adult. Make peace with others. But most importantly, when you're looking in the mirror, you need to make peace with yourself. Because I tell you right now, when you don't own up, when you screw up and mess up, you collect all that weight on your shoulders. That's right. All that weight keeps stacking up. One on top of the other, on top of the other, on top of the other. And to some, you may seem like you don't have that kind of weight on your shoulders. You may be the kind of person that wears two masks. But at night, before you go to bed, that mask, that front, the emotional side, it comes off. The real side's there. Good, kind souls don't go around hurting people. And when good, kind souls do, because we all mess up, screw up, nobody's perfect. And I'm sure not a saint. I'm a sinner. But the difference is I'm aware of my actions. I've taken this year to step back, reflect, and make appropriate changes to be the best version of myself. Because when you become the best version of yourself, I'll tell you what happens. You know what's happening right now in my life? I'm living my best life. Sure, I'm still going to have medical struggles. That's fine. But I'm realizing not just one dream, not just two dreams. I'm realizing many dreams. Today, we've spent the time toting up some of our other belongings so they can be shipped and transferred to our secondary property out west. We are that much closer of making the biggest move of our life because we continue making change for the better so we can realize our happiest moments and times of our life. You're always going to go through trials and tribulations. That's fine. But your moral character says a lot about you. If you're the kind of person that holds on to that weight on your shoulder of wrongdoings in your life to others, and you refuse to get out of your own ego and your head and your mind, because reality, if you can't do that and make amends and make peace, because most importantly, it's important for your overall health. It really is, emotionally, internally. You can't do that, then you still haven't grown up. But most importantly, you got to get out of your ego. Get out of your own head. Got it in you. You are a kind, compassionate soul. You know it. So why are you not doing something to make important positive changes in your life that reflect the good in you? Don't hold on to that weight on your shoulders. I'm telling you, it's going to do nothing but drag you down for the rest of your life. And if you're the kind of person that does not and refuses to and will not change and is too much in your head, I promise you, that journey at the end of your life, it's not going to be a peaceful one. It's unfortunate, but it's true. We've connected with the church group where we have been speaking. And this morning went to a church in Kentucky and talked to some individuals who knew people that held on to that negativity. And one woman worked for hospice and was telling us a story of people that could not make peace with others. And they carried that through the last breath. And the end of the journey, end of life, was not a pleasant one. And that's unfortunate because we all have power. And control, that word control, you control yourself. People can't control you, but you can control your actions. You can control change. So ask yourself this weekend, why are you not making the changes to be a bigger, better version of yourself. Make peace with the past. Make peace with others you've done wrong. Because when you do so, you'll realize good comes back to you. The universe embraces you. And that person in the mirror, you'll love and respect yourself that much more because you, my friend, have changed for the better.